Cool. So yeah, so you're gonna do that. Is anybody gonna go with Higgs to meet Lee? This is the kind of guy that might be able to hook you up with computer parts.
Yeah, I'll go.
When I say that, what would Lee's expertise be? Would it be weapons? Would it be goods?
Yeah, I think he's, I mean, you haven't talked to him in a while, not since he set up shop, but he was like an arms dealer before.
Okay, I mentioned that to Mr. S. I'm like, Lee's got some good weapons if you're looking to, boost up your arsenal a little bit.
I'm looking to buy assault suit.
You know, I didn't think you're gonna be boosting it up that much. He might have something. We'll see. I'll ask him. You could just wait here, and I'll talk to him for you.
Do they have that available here, or would I have to find somebody, Adam?
They have just about everything available here. It'll be like second or third hand, but yeah.
I'll go to a. I'll say thank you for the offer, but I just go to a place to buy one, I guess.
Okay. Sure.
I'll go with Wilbur.
So everything on this planet is a default 5 times more expensive than it normally would be, but you can business that down if you want to try.
5 times more expensive. Why?
Yeah,
because
that's how it
everyone's
goes.
competing, right?
It's a boom town,
Is it
and
DM hacks? Yeah.
yeah.
Because we're rich now.
No, it's just because it's, yeah, you can use business to talk down. Everyone expects to haggle, right? So it all starts at 5 times and you work your way back.
Okay.
Okay, so do you want to just make the roll for that now? I mean, I don't think we have to like play out you
For
going and
me?
finding someone. Yeah.
Sure. So it's a. I
So
do have
you want to
business.
find an assault suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just 2d6.
Yeah, 2d6 plus whatever your business.
Business. I don't think I have a 1 in it. I think I just have a 0, so it's
And what?
okay. So you have business at
Business?
0, so it's just plus your charisma, if you
Which
have
is 8.
a modifier.
Which is just
Nothing.
plus. It's just a
Okay.
2d6, then I guess.
Yep, 2d6.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. So if you want it, yeah, it'll be like 30,000 credits from this guy. If you knew someone like an arms dealer or something who could get you stuff for cheap, then
Then
you
I
might
do
have.
calm. I
Yeah.
calm Mr. Higgins and say, I'll be joining you, yes.
Great. Yeah. Please.
This
This
guy,
Keanu's a
he
piece of
tries to
shit.
sell
Come
you.
fucking save me.
I'd also like to join Higgs also.
Yeah, he tries to sell you some like assault suit that he claims is like it was worn by like the first samurai of the first Oninsen Empress, and like this suit will protect you from laser and bullet and missile, and suit was used to destroy spaceship by hand. You look like a man who needs spaceship destroying suit, and yeah, he won't be talked down. You get the impression that like heavy armory stuff like that too, like he's a little nervous about, it's a big risk for him because he's nervous about selling this stuff to someone who might get him in trouble with the government. It's not illegal, but if you put that suit on and went and like attacked a Mandarin, it would come back to him and he'd probably get his head cut off. So Piani and Higgs and Victor, did you go with Higgs to meet with Lee?
Yeah, that was the
Okay. All
that's what
right.
I
So the
wanted
three of
to
you
do, yeah.
go to do you call ahead, or are you just like, oh, Lee's in this city?
No, I just show up. I don't call ahead.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. So yeah, I mean, you have enough connections left to just kind of ask around and be like, oh, where's Lee Jun's shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, his shop is in a one of those like lander, like he landed his freighter here or whatever, and has just built on it with like concrete and scrap metal and stuff. So it's this big, kind of Borderlands looking sort of shop with like Christmas lights strung up all over it, and a big flashing LED like with a crack in it that says like Mr. Lee's, and it has like a kind of like prospector looking guy with like a big hat and missing a tooth kind of flashing on it, shooting AK-47s in the air and like jumping up and down.
Okay.
Yeah, the front door is open. There's like a dog tied to a post outside, and the dog like kind of runs over to you when you approach,
Yeah, I
and
kind of like get down on the ground and scratch its ear and keep walking in.
okay, and then yeah, the inside of the shop is, yeah, there's just like guns everywhere, like just a wall with grenades hanging off of it, and like assault rifles in all different colors. Yeah, the whole place is like crammed full from wall to wall with like weapons and armor.
Sure, I kind of take my time and like admire the all of the wares and whatnot, and then I guess go to the counter. or whatever is set up. I don't know what the inside.
When was the last time you saw Lee Jun?
Last time I saw Lee was when he was smuggling the last tiger in known existence.
Awesome. Okay, and how long ago was that?
2 or 3 years ago. I heard that the tiger didn't survive the trip. They forgot to give him air.
Okay, cool. All right, so he...
But he still got money for a dead tiger.
There's a girl, of course. The last dead tiger. The last tiger skin. There's a girl at the counter. She can't be more than, like, 12. She has her hair up in like, a, sort of like a bun on the back of her head. And she's wearing an outfit, like a mechanics outfit. And she's sitting at this like stool behind the counter, and she looks up when you come in, and she kind of squints at you, and she looks like Lee, like a lot, like she is maybe his like younger sister or his daughter. And she says, welcome. You see something you like? He gestures around.
Well, I didn't know Lee had, are you little Lee? Are you your father's daughter?
Your father's daughter?
She says, you speak like a poet, stranger. Yes, I am my father's daughter. Who are you to him?
I'm a good old friend to him. Say, is Lee here? I'd love to see that old piece of shit. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't curse in front of the children. I turn back to Peony and just kind of like wink.
Okay. She says, yes, my father is in the back somewhere. I will get him. And then she looks at you and she points kind of above her. And you see there's a big like turret mounted like a laser cannon. And then she looks back at you and she says, don't steal anything.
I wouldn't steal. It's that one right there. You got to be worried about. And I point to Peony behind me. She's like, we'll be good, little lady. We'll be here. Please go get Lee. I'd love to see that old friend.
Yeah, she runs off into the back.
I kind of just like look around at the put my hands on my hips and spin around the shop looking at all the guns while I'm waiting.
Okay. Yep, lots of guns.
Yeah, we could use that right there on the ship. That'd be mighty nice. You know what I'm saying, Victor?
No, I do not, because Higgs, I don't know if you've forgotten this, I am horrible at shooting guns.
Yeah, but that right there, you don't even have to aim, you just point it in the general direction. It's like when that asshole hit me with the sand, he wasn't aiming, he just hit the button, giant red button, he went like, it just, that guy's a dick.
I do like point and click.
It's all good.
Skill.
So after a few minutes, a man comes back with the girl. He's pretty round and he's bald. He's not wearing a shirt, but he's got like an apron over top of his like chest. He's got a bunch of like tattoos on one arm. They're like LED tattoos, so they're like glowing. And he's got like a welding mask that he's pulled up onto his face, above his face, so he can see you. And he comes in and he sees you, and he's like, "Wilbur fucking Higgins,
Mr. Lee. I'm sorry, but we're here to collect money for killing Tony a while ago. That tiger didn't make it, and he's gonna have to take you away."
He looks at you like he's not sure what's going on.
I do the quick fire and snap, and I'm like, I'm fucking with you, Lee. How's it going, old friend?
So he starts to laugh, and he's like, oh, that fucking tiger.
I couldn't believe you took that job. That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen you do, Lee.
Yes, I made sure I would not forget. And he points to the girl, and he's like, this is my daughter. Her name is Hu Jun. Means tiger.
I figured so.
His name used to be Stephanie. I changed it.
Good move. Stephanie's a bad name. Tiger is much better.
The girl just looks mad. Like she's like got her arms folded over her chest. It's like, oh, dad and your asshole friends.
Like, say, what are you doing grounded on this shithole of a planet?
He says, I lost my nerve for flying. Plus dealing with a crew. Here, it's just me and my daughter and my girlfriends, you see. I have a good business going. Anything goes on Majid. It's paradise.
That does sound pretty good. That does sound pretty good. I kind of like look at the rest of the crew one by one. I'm like, look, say, we're in the business of buying stuff, and I hear you've got some stuff here. And I We'd like to acquire some wares if you could help us out.
Yes, of course. What do you want?
He goes, well, we want a couple of things. This one over here, the little one. Hey, put that down, Peony's like messing with something. Don't mess that up. She wants to get some computer parts for her ship. She'll have to tell you the specifics. I don't know all the zeros and one. I don't understand any of that shit. Be careful, though. Yes. She might bite you. I'm sorry about that if she does. This one over here wants a power suit. That the big guy. He don't be too afraid of him. And Victor, he might just want to fill you up. I don't really know if he's into anything in terms of buying, but you never know.
So when you say that, he looks at Victor and he says, whoa, big guy. There are other places for that. This is not that kind of place.
You know, you mentioned that. Maybe you could point us in the right direction after this.
He says, anything you want.
I turned to him. Nobody knows, he's not
nobody knows
around.
This town like I do.
Excellent.
All right, so you guys want to try and cut some deals with Lee Jun?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you guys need? You can get it from him at. We'll say he starts at twice the asking price instead of five times because he's such a nice guy.
He's giving us a serious discount.
Yeah.
So do we have like a list of the computer supplies that we would need?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Awesome.
I present the list.
You want to give it to him? He looks at it, kind of squints, and he says, "Now I'm a very smart man. You can tell." And he kind of gestures, like obviously. But this is a bit above my head. I have to call my cousin. Can I make a copy of this list?
Of course.
Excellent. Should not be more than a day or so. I'll see what we can do. So he makes a copy and on his terminal, he gets his daughter to send it.
Is there anything inherently incriminating about that list of computer components?
Make a computer's check.
Balls. Like, I'm just thinking if he has a copy.
Yeah, you have that realization as he's making a copy.
I guess it's plus zero because I have intellect, but not no computers.
Oh,
three.
Nope. I'll just nerd.
I reroll it.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I think that maybe you flash back to some like computer ethics course you took in university. And at some point you had to study it. It's one of those things you memorize by rote because you're like, fuck it, I want to get into alien biology, not computer stuff.
Yeah.
So you memorize by rote, but maybe the connection of a few things you pick up, you're like, if someone were to read this list, it might set off certain flags that it's something worth investigating.
I just kind of, God, I go to Sicarian.
Okay. So you guys are like off in a different area. Sicarian, you're looking at maybe he's got like a case with some assault suits in it.
Mm-hmm. I just go up to him and I say, Sicarian, you're making a copy of that list of computer goods.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who knows enough about computers, when they look at that list, they're going to realize there's some, you know, contraband uses that assembly can be put to. Can you just keep an eye on Mr. Jung? Make sure nothing.
To the best of my ability, happens. Sure.
Excellent.
Lee is his last name. Jun is his first
name.
Oh,
Lee Jun. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Much obliged, Sicarian.
Okay. So, Mr. Sicarian, would you like to make a second business roll?
Yes.
Okay, you can take a plus one because you're friends with Higgs.
Okay. 2d6 plus one.
All right. Well, it's 12k if you want it.
For assault armor?
Yeah, for an assault suit.
No, I can find it somewhere for its regular price.
You can certainly make an attempt at doing so. Yep. Yeah, the thing too is like these ones, it's anything you buy is like serial numbers filed off. So if you can like legit contact someone to get you a proper one new out of the package, then yeah, you'll pay that 6,000 for sure. Is there anything else that you guys want to do in Lee Jun's shop?
Nope.
Oh, buy a few thermal flares.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Hey, I used to.
Hey, who?
Find two more.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Jun?
Jun Lee. Yeah, she looks at you. What?
Is it Jun Lee? What?
Yeah, her name. So it's complicated. Who is her first name?
Yeah.
So she's. I guess she's Lee. And then she has her dad's name. Lee. She's Lee Jun Hu in that order.
Okay. Lee Jun Hu. Okay. Lee Jun Hu. Tell me. You got a drive to upgrade sitting around here anywhere?
See, looks you. What kind of drive?
Spike drive.
Spike drive? No, we sell weapons.
You know where I can get one?
Sure. Plenty of ships. Plenty of ships in the planet. Lots of stores for that stuff.
Listen, prices here on Majid are a little high compared with elsewhere in the sector. Is there anyone you can put in a good word with? Somewhere we can get something close to internationally or interstellarly competitive?
She shrugs. Maybe. Not a lot of people looking to leave the planet.
Times are good here on Majid.
Yes, very. Things are prosperous.
You know, like what are the primary sort of, what are the booming sectors here on the planet?
All mining.
Mining. But Majid itself is consuming all of the ore that's being mined?
No. It's sold to various places, used for something expensive, I think.
So there is a need to move goods off the planet, is what you're saying.
Cargo ships, maybe. It's not a export business. We sell guns.
Lee Junhu, I know this may surprise you, but we happen to have cargo space. Do you have any friends? Maybe you want to recommend some good cargo people to.
Oh, you want to move ore off planet. Have to get permit from the Mandarin. Not so hard if you have bribe money.
Well, you know, we're not rich. You don't know anybody who needs something moved under the radar.
She kind of looks at you for a second. She's like, I'm 12.
You know, your dad, you look a lot older.
Victor, what are you doing to poor little Tiger?
When you say that, she squints at you. She's like, you make that mistake often.
I mutter something under my breath about Asians. It's probably very racist.
It's like this is not that kind of business. Doors over there, big guy.
Thank you for your time.
All right. So, I mean, yeah, like if you, Lee, like you can't really tell if he's being legit or whatever, but Lee claims to know anybody who knows anybody, right? So if you tell him you're looking for, you know, getting some cargo off the ship, you want to fill that hold, then yeah, he could probably hook you up.
Cool.
I'm looking at something real quick.
Let's see. Sure.
Yeah. So I ask Lee if he has any combat field uniforms.
Sure, yeah, of course. They're expensive, 2,000 credits, but yeah, he can sell you one if you want to buy one.
Did you get these off dead people?
He says, no. Old army surplus come from lots of different militaries. And he walks you over to a rack and is like showing them to you. He's like, these, Oninsa. These are Mandarin outfits. And he like shows you like, yeah, you can get a army outfit from pretty much any like military force within a few hexes.
Okay, I like reach into my under my shirt and pull out this metal plate. I'm like, you know, it'd probably be a lot better than this, wouldn't it, Lee?
I say, he just laughs.
I'll take one of those. And while we're getting that rung up, do you have any grenades?
Oh yes, and he gestures to a whole cabinet of them.
Now, are these all the same, or can I expect all the same explosion?
He explains the differences between, you know, the types of grenades that he has.
I'm looking through. Where are the grenades at? I remember. Oh, no, that's not exploratory gear. I just only saw grenades in the explosion stuff.
Yeah, there's like... don't remember because no one's bought a grenade yet, but it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, hold on. I just saw it. Now I can't see it.
Control F would help.
Yeah, except I can't spell.
Gennard.
There we go.
There it is. Yeah, grenade.
Yeah, so they're 25 each, and he only has just normal grenades?
No, I think you can pick. Like, it might not be necessarily in the rules, but if you want, like, flashbangs or smoke grenades or explosive grenades, just they all cost the same. Just make a note of which ones you buy.
Gotcha. And without a check in primitive weaponry, I wouldn't be rolling it.
You'd be rolling at minus one plus your dexterity.
Jesus.
But grenade Ooh. Users always roll to attack AC 9, so you don't actually, it doesn't matter, like, you just throw it at their feet.
And we're good?
Yeah, you roll to hit AC 9, if you miss, it lands 1d10 meters away in a random direction, and then blows up for 2d6 to everyone within 5 meters. Everybody makes a luck save for half.
What is the range on these things? 10, 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy 25. How much is he selling them to me for?
They're 50 a piece.
Huh. Great.
I will buy. I'll buy 25 grenades.
Okay, you can only carry like 6 on you at a time, unless you like if you have a bandolier. But then you can put on like as a belt with another 6.
Hey, you got any belts or bandoliers?
Yeah, that'll you get those in for free. Just basically decide how many grenades you want to be carrying.
At all times, I want to have 4 on my person.
Okay, so we'll have to remember that you're wearing 4 grenades at all times, just in case you, like, I don't know, get hit with a flamethrower or something.
Yep.
How would that happen, Adam? I don't understand.
There's no reason
for that to happen.
Stumble backwards into the business end of an engine. Or,
25 grenades. And then I ask him, I turn to Mr. S. I'm like, you sure you don't want that powered suit? That'd be mighty nice to have on our... I'll pay for a fourth of it, third of it. What? Does that help
it
you at all?
It would come very much so in handy, but the price he's asking for is twice that of what it's
Lee,
worth.
You can't do us anything better?
Well, you can add up your whole bill and then do a business roll, because you haven't done one yet, Higgs.
Okay, so 25 grenades at 50 a pop.
3250
plus that suit.
Could I use my business acumen that has so far failed to try to aid him with his
yes
business?
Yeah, you can help even though you've already rolled, so it's yeah
there
for,
we go
for the suit plus the grenades it's 32
god damn it.
Mr. Sakarian does not help you.
Okay, so it's 3250 with everything right now, including suit.
It's 3250 for your stuff, and then another, the assault suit is 12.
Okay. And then...
So 1550, or 15.5, and then whatever your... We'll reduce it by your business.
Okay, so my business is a -1, and what is it based off of?
Charisma.
Oh, so we get a +1. So it's just
2d6. All
right. Please be good. 10.
Yeah. All right. So I'll take, let's say, I'll take for a 10. That's pretty good. He'll give you a big discount. He likes you. He'll give you the whole thing for, like, a 5K for old friends.
Plus power suit?
The whole jam. He just wants you to. He wants you to know you guys are buddies. 5K.
Wow. I give him 6K and say it's a deal.
Nice. Give him a tip. Okay. Cool. All right.
And say make sure she goes to school. We don't need her living our lives, Lee. That's not very good.
I asked awesome. Mr. Higgins, how much do you want for my share of that?
You know, let's just say that you owe me. I'll need a favor in the future.
Well.
He's planning on it.
I mean, I guess.
You know me. You know how it goes.
All right. I'm not wearing it though, but I collect it and put it on the ship when we get to that part.
Okay. Yeah. He'll have it sent to the ship for you.
I am very interested in finding somewhere around here that's willing to part with a spike drive for a reasonable price.
Okay. Do you just want like a spike drive of any kind? Like you want to upgrade the spike drive on the ship?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're going to have to upgrade the infrastructure of the ship first, because the ship itself can't power a bigger spike drive than it has. So you'll have to take it to like you can take it to Sunbeam or Ximenez or some like third party like whatever and have them assess the ship, and I can give you a cost on how much it would cost to upgrade.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess when Ximenez gets here, I'll ask them to assess.
I guess we're like finishing the transactions. Lee, what can I get your comms? I'm sure I'm gonna need you in the future, and I'd love to keep giving you money rather than some other piece of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get in touch with him anytime you want.
And as
he says, he adds you on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. I'll accept right here. See, I'm putting the check mark right now, and I show it to him. I say, okay. And about those computer parts, are we good if all of those aren't perhaps governmentally sanctioned? Are we good?
He says, "You want me to keep this quiet?"
I would love that. Yes.
Yeah, of course. I'll tell my cousin. I'll make sure he does not go looking for the parts until I can get your okay on it. If there's any flags that get raised, I'll let you know.
Fantastic. Send me a message when you get that. We'll be in the sector.
Lee, okay. Let us know if you need a little extra grease for the wheels to get those parts from different suppliers.
He says, I see you've been to Majid before.
Well, one of us has.
The wheels
We work with her on a daily basis.
The wheels here are very greasy.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Okay. So do you guys just want to stay on the ship, or do you want to get like a hotel or something here while you wait for the Crow River?
I stay on the ship.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to find a location to unwind.
Sure.
Probably take our last break, though. Yeah,
bars everywhere.
Yeah, we're pretty close to the break.
Yeah, that's actually a perfect time. So let's do that now, and then we'll pick up at the end.
Before we cut, real quick, if I have a metal plate,
yes,
and my armor with that is AC-7, and I buy a combat field armor to go over that, do I get any benefit?
So there's no rules, and I did a look after the first session. There's no rules for layering armor, so I assume that it just means you can only wear one type of armor.
Because metal plate does nothing to tech 3 and higher when it comes to armor, but the combat field armor does, I think.
I think you just, combat field armor does. You just have whatever is the best, whatever is the best armor that you have on.
Okay, my AC is 4 then. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take our break and we'll go into the final portion here at Swan Song as we're ending week number 4. We'll see you guys soon.